The Mishnah Masech Tekesubos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis teaches us Amar Rav Zechariah ben Aktsav. Zechariah ben Aktsav, who was a Kohen and lived in the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, and after Yerushalayim was attacked, he made the following shvua: Haman Hazeh, I make the shvua. I could testify that my wife and I were not separated during the entire time of the attack, and therefore there need not be any concern about my wife's situation if she was chas v'shalom nenas, if she was attacked during this time. He made the shvua. The entire time that the Ovid Chachamim attacked Yerushalayim, Amar lo, so the Chachamim said back to him, "Ein adam meir atzmai. You don't have the right to say testimony about yourself." And as the Rishonim explained, this is not a situation where we could apply the concept of a pesha osa, a pesha hitter, because without him saying testimony, it was well known that Yerushalayim was attacked. Says the Gemara, Tana. So even though Rav Zechariah ben Aktsav can now no longer live together with his wife, Afa v'kein yichad loy bayis b'chatzeroy, he had a house for her designated in his chatzer. Kshiyotza, and when she would leave the chatzar, yotza barosh b'nei, she would be the first one to go out. Therefore, there should never be a situation that she should be yichud with her husband. Kshi nechneses, and similarly, when she would come back into the chatzar, nechneses the soif b'nei. They will always make sure that the husband and wife were not kept together. They were alone. They were always separated by their children, because since they could not live together anymore, there was an Isser Yichud between him and his former wife. So the Rishonim ask a question that we learned that Loi Beno Ubita, that a son or a daughter cannot say testimony that a mother did not become Tameh. So if just like the halacha is that a son or a daughter cannot say testimony that their mother isn't Tameh, so how could the children, as we just learned in the Gemara, serve as those individuals to say that there was no problem of Yichud? So the Rishonim respond. There's a difference as far between Hilchas Yichud and Hilchas Eidus. As far as saying testimony, indeed, children don't have namonis, because it's their mother. They can't say testimony about their mother. Moreover, explained the Rishonim, by them saying testimony that nothing happened to their mother, or vice versa, it really affects them as well, because it's a bazillion, it's embarrassment to them if the mother was attacked. However, as far as Yichud is concerned, there, the halacha is that it's no problem. The Maril Diskin uses this Gemara to discuss a very important question that comes up when we speak about Hilchos Yichud. The Maril Diskin is in the Shalos HaTshuvos Maril Diskin in the Kuntres Achron, Ois Hei, Ois Reishvav. Simen Hei, Ois Reishvav. Simen Hei, Ois Reishvav. The Maril Diskin says, L'in Yichud, Af Pachs Mechdei Bia. We will discuss the Mitzvah Shem, when we speak about the Issa Yichud, is there a shear to the Issa Yichud? So, says the Meril Diskin, it's quite obvious that it is the opinion of the Meril Diskin that there is a shear to Issa Yichud. But says the Meril Diskin, even if someone was miyachid with his wife for less than the shear yichud, there's still an isser of chatzi shear. And he says, because that chatzi shear could always extend to past the shear. Moreover, says the Meril Diskin, our Gemara is a raya that there is an Issa Yichud even by Pachus Mikashir. Because our Gemara says that Rav Zechariah ben Tzav was careful not to remain in the Chotzer together with his wife even for a minimal amount of time. Now the question is, during that minimal, if there is that amount of time was very minimal, and if yichud is only osur by the shear, so why would there be a problem here? It must be that yichud is osur even by less than the shear. This Gemara is a right to that point. So this question is extremely relevant. The reason this question is relevant is because many times a person could find himself in a situation of yichud that he is alone together with a woman in an elevator. And if he's alone with a woman in an elevator, is that considered yichud? So certainly, if one is in a situation where the elevator could stop on any floor, anyone on any floor could press the button and the elevator will stop, that certainly isn't the problem of yichud. Because if we learn in Hilchas Yichud, one of the attainer of Hilchas Yichud is Pesach Pesuch, if there's an open door, certainly this is better than a Pesach Pesuch. An open door, the Pesach can discuss, what is the definition of an open door? Does it mean that the door is actually open, or does it just mean that it's unlocked? Here, we have a situation where somebody could walk in any moment. So that's certainly not a problem of yichud. Where would the question come up? The question would come up in an elevator that's an express elevator, that you enter in the first floor, for example, and it goes up to floor 20 or whatever without any stop. So whoever enters the elevator knows that there's going to be that short amount of time from when it hits that, from the first floor until the 20th floor, where there could be yichud. So now the question is, what is the halacha? Is that issa yichud or not? Given that we just learned that Rishul Leib Diskin teaches us that even if we learn that there's a shir to yichud, the shir yichud, there's a problem of chatzi shir. And our Gemara seems to be a gevaldige raya, because the issue here with Reb Zechariah ben Tzav with his wife was also for a very short amount of time, yet we find that he was concerned with yichud. Moreover, the Pesach can point out that it's quite common. So certainly, again, in a place where the elevator could stop on any floor, there is no shaila. Secondly, the Pesach can say that in many buildings, there are cameras on every floor. When there are cameras in the elevator, there too we could be more lenient, because then there's no problem of yichud, because whatever happens in that elevator will be seen on the surveillance video. So again, our question is limited to a situation where the elevator will be going express and there are no cameras in that elevator. So the first issue that comes up is, what is the Issa Yichud? Is the Issa Yichud an Isser because Chazal were concerned that they could come to Bia? And therefore, only in circumstances where there's enough time for Bia is it Asr. Or is the Isr Yichud that they could, we don't want a man and a woman to be together where they, even if they wouldn't do Bia, they could do other things that are not permitted, and that too is included in the Isr Yichud. Surah Moshe discusses this question in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Mem, Simon Samchei, where Moshe discusses in that tshuva many different issues regarding Yichud. And Moshe says, the Bishvil Chibuk V'Nishuk LeGazru, that they did not make, the Issi Yichud was not instituted because of Chibuk V'Nishuk, Af Shechibuk V'Nishuk Leishas Ishta Raisa. Ramosha says that even though the Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk on the Eishas Ish, on the Erev is Isser the Raisa, the Halacha is that Yichud wasn't said only when there's an issue of Biyah. So therefore, Ramosha is very clear that if a man and a woman enter an elevator, that they may be together alone, but they won't be together for the Shi Yichud. When the only concern is that they could do Chibuk V'Nishuk, that they won't be there long enough to do anything else, there is no problem of Yichud. It's interesting, Ramosha himself asked the question, but if Chibuk V'Nishuk on a Erva is indeed an Issa D'Oraisa, so why would Chazal not make an Issa Yichud for that as well? So Ramosha wants to say 2 points. Number one, Ramosha says, it could be that Chazal only made an Issa Yichud in a situation where Mamzerim, children, could be born from that Yichud. Ramosha is saying, not to belittle the Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk with an Erva, but Yichud is a Gzeirah of Chazal, and only under certain circumstances did Chazal make the Gzeirah, and under other circumstances, Chazal did not make the Gzeirah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there's a sefer, Dvar Halacha, which is a sefer on Hilchos Yichud, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Askama to the sefer Dvar Halacha, discusses this question. And actually, the way I understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman is trying to do in that tshuva is that Shlomo Zalman is trying to understand the Maril Diskin. The Maril Diskin clearly is saying that there's a problem of Chotzi Shir by Yichud. But we need to understand, what does Rav Shulayb mean to say? Does Rav Shulayb mean to say that the Issa Yichud is only in a place where it's a Chotzi Shir, we need to be concerned that that may extend into a whole Shir? And since we need to be concerned that it may extend into a whole Shir, Chazal Asad Yichud, even by Chotzi Shir? Or is Chotzi Shir a new concept, that even by Chotzi Shir, Chazal said the Issa Yichud? Actually, in understanding this question, it really is probably connected to the question of what Issa Yichud is about. If Issa Yichud is only because of Bia, so in a situation where it can never come to that Shir, even Rav Shulayb would agree there is no problem. If, however, it's an Isser because of Chibuk V'Nishuk, then Chatzi Shir for itself would be mutter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that whenever Yichud is in a place that they can't that where they could come to the Shia Tumah. So he says, for every moment that they're together, it's a yichud. And he says even a bigger chiddush. Let's say, and we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, what is the Shia Yichud. But let's say they were there for the Shia, they began with the intent, or they began in a place, let's say the Shia Yichud is 5 minutes, and they were in a place that they could be for 5 minutes. And before the 5 minutes were up, they separated themselves, and they were longer Yichud. So Shlomo Zalman says they already were over Issa Yichud. Or he says, let's say you have a situation where a man and a woman are together secluded in a place. And before the time of the Shia Yichud ends, other people walked into the room. Says Shlomo Zalman, these are individuals that were over the Issa Yichud. However, in a situation, and Shlomo Zalman is very strict, Shlomo Zalman says that somebody who is over Issa Yichud would be considered a Averus Aldas. We in our Masech the Ksubis will still be discussing a woman who falls into the category of an Averus Aldas. And that a woman who even violated the Issa Yichud once, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is considered an Averus Aldas. And even, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if they ended up not being together that long for the different reasons that we just, different examples that we just gave, then it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered an Averus Aldas. But in a situation that they can never come to the Shia Yichud, the express elevator example that we gave, there Rav Shlomo Zalman says that would not be considered a situation of Yichud. Similarly, Rav Menashe Klein, in the Shaal Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, discusses this question, and even in a situation, he says, where it's an express elevator, where nobody can enter the elevator for that amount of time, there is no problem, because he's very clear that there is no, that the entire Issa Yichud is only when it could come to Bia. So he clearly follows the opinion that we started with, the opinion of Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe says that the Issa Yichud is only because of, that the Issa Yichud is only because of Bia, and when there is no concern for Bia, there is no Issa Yichud. There's an interesting tshuva. There's an interesting tshuva from the Shaal Tshuvas Chelkus Yaakov, Evner Ezer, Simen Samachay. As we're going to see, the Chelkus Yaakov seems to take the approach that the Isser Yichud, that the Isser Yichud is not limited to only a situation where there's a concern for Bia. And therefore, it could well be that according to the Chelkus Yaakov, there is no shear for the Issa Yichud. But even though there is no shear for the Issa Yichud, says the Chelkus Yaakov a very interesting svara. He says that we find in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Hei, the Pesach Tshuva quotes a Chamudei Daniel, that let's say some iser, something non-kosher, fell into a pot, and it was immediately removed. Immediately, it was removed. Says the Chamudei Daniel, that there we don't have the issue of bittul, we don't have to discuss all the different questions, and it certainly, the food remains kosher. He says, because something that just happened for half a quick second is not considered as if it happened at all. So he says, just like we find in Yerudeya, if something happened for that just split second, it's not considered as if it happened. Here too, if something just happened for a very short amount of time, the halacha doesn't recognize as if it happened. I find his psak interesting, but I find his, and it's very consistent with the different piske halacha we've quoted already in our shir, but as much as it's consistent with the other piske halacha we've quoted in our shir, it's interesting that his comparison is interesting comparison. Because in a situation where something iser fell into a path, so there it's an issue of tab, it's an issue of blia. So there's a certain amount of time in which the tam iser needs to go into the heter. And that's why, if says the Chamudi Daniel, if you remove the iser so quickly, there was no time for the iser to go into the heter, and therefore it's mutter. When we speak about yichud, it isn't a situation where you need time for iser for blia. But that's the comparison that the Chalkas Yaakov makes. And therefore, even though he is stricter when we speak about the Shi Yichud, in this situation, he too is lenient.